Hello, Africa. This is Let's Talk, where we take a lighthearted look at everyday life, the day-to-day issues you care about. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in Washington. Today, music in Africa.
In order to really understand the African music, you have to understand the history behind it. Africa started a lot of stuff. I mean, we can talk about jazz, we can talk about other stuff.
The drum beat and the bass, it actually signifies or it actually identifies our music.
Well, according to Wikipedia, the most music in the kind of Africa is rich, historical, ancient, and diverse. From north to south, east to west, the story of music is really diverse. Well, from percussion to the drum beat. So how do the people of Africa create their music? And what is the role that language plays in music? What influences can we find in African music? Anyway, to discuss this, of course, in our usual lighthearted manner, we'll be doing that in Let's Talk style. And to do this, it's time to welcome to the show my colleagues, Orien Itangishaka.
That's me.
Welcome aboard, Orien.
Thank you, Sunday.
It's been a while.
Yes, sir.
And also in the house, we have my colleague, Elvin Sangano.
What's up, Sunday? How are you?
I'm good, man. Welcome back. And, of course, we have on the line here, all the way from Chicago, originally, by the way, of Kigali, if I'm not mistaken, Ben Mugisha, a.k.a.
You got it right.
The Ben.
Right.
Yeah. Welcome aboard, sir.
Thank you so much.
Sure. Thank you for coming to the show. As we said before, in Africa, music is so diverse and in different categories of music out there. Of course, when we have different stuff happening or occasions, there is music such as childbirth, marriage, hunting, or music to the ancestors, or political activities. Music is always there. So I spoke to Peter Kapanga, and I wanted to know his take on African music.
In order to really understand the African music, you have to understand the history behind it. Africa started a lot of stuff. I mean, we can talk about jazz, we can talk about other stuff. But let me cut a short story and give you a little bit of history so that you can see where we came from. In the 30s and 40s, when the rhythm guitar and solo guitar was incorporated from Caribbean countries, actually, you can see a lot of music influence in the Congolese music.
Right.
If you listen to Congolese guitar, solo guitar, rhythm guitar, that's a really Caribbean influence. But they went further to do a lot of incorporation with African traditional and come with something unique, which is Congolese. You still can hear some Caribbean influence. When you go to West Africa, in Nigeria, the story is the same. Now, there are some people went further and explored authentic African bongos and played them. The group like Osibisa in the 70s, okay?
Right.
Now, come home over here in Tanzania. Of course, I'm living in America now. Tanzania, we found people like Tatu Nane.
Yeah,
Tatu Nane wanted to explore really authentic African music in the bongos, tumbas, and everything some influence of the rumba. Okay, now in the 90s, we can see some fusion, okay, of American singing. All the lead singers were singing a mid or the high mid and everything. So taking that out of R&B and just incorporate some bass guitar in the music. Now we have a lot of influences from everywhere. South African has authentic voices too.
Oh, yeah.
If you listen to Hugh Masekela, he played jazz, but inside jazz you can see some singing arrangement which is authentic South African.
And as you say, Peter, even the jazz music itself, it came from Africa because of those slaves who came to the United States back then. They brought some of those roots that brought the jazz music.
That's very true. Jazz is an authentic West African.
Right.
You cannot deny that. I mean, it's funny that you say about the West African, but if you go back home, the Gogos, if you listen to Zeze, okay, they have a Zeze and the marimba. Oh, my God, that's jazz right there.
Oh, yeah.
You know, that's jazz. So there's a lot of similarity in African music. To cut the story short, right now Nigerians are back where they're supposed to be. But if you listen to music, you can really not tell this is Nigerian music. This is contemporary music that incorporates almost everything from R&B to African bongos to everything.
Tell me about this. Is African music right now evolving and changing due to these things that are happening and all these fusions going on? Or what is going on here?
It's metamorphosis. You can say that nothing stays the same. Nothing stays the same because people are all over the world right now. Mm-hmm. A lot of people, P-Square, become a recording in America. Mm-hmm. They must sell. Okay, now there's a lot of commercialized of music. Okay, they have a lot of collaboration with R&B singers and everybody. So you can see authentic music, African music, with a lot of fusion inside the music. So yes, Africa's not an island anymore.
Okay.
You know,
that's
people
true.
Keep on adding some stuff, and they make sure that it sells, at the same time remain authentic.
Thank you, Peter Kapanga from Tanzania. This is Let's Talk, and we're discussing music in Africa. Now, back to the panel. Here in studio, Oreni Tangishaka, let's hear your take. We know that music in Africa, as we mentioned before, you cannot do any music without having the drum beat.
Right.
You have the percussion. You have all kinds of things, especially when it comes to traditional music. So for your experience, what do you think African music is all about?
I think it's definitely an expression of culture. Like you said, in African culture, you know, music has to do with drumming and instruments, but it's just an expression of the culture. And each country and each region has its way of expressing that culture. And so you see a very diverse, beautiful, garment of cultures being displayed in music, and it's beautiful. So I really appreciate the continent's way of displaying culture through music.
That's what's up. And my colleague Elvin Sangano, tell me, my friend, you're a great producer in VOA. What about music? What do you think about African music, my friend?
I used to listen to a lot of Western music growing up, but recently I've started exploring African music, and I've really fell in love with the music. It's really cool. It breaks, language barriers. I listen to Nigerian music. Don't know what they're saying, but, you feel the beat.
But you're just enjoying it.
Yeah.
I know that. And then the story continues. You have all this music all over from coast to coast of Africa. And it's just amazing. Maybe we should listen to the one and only himself, Ben Mugisha, a.k.a. The Ben. You're a musician, my friend. Tell me about your music. And since you're from Africa, give us your experience with African music.
Oh, thank you so much. I think African music is really a unique type of music. And to me, it's kind of the mother of the whole entire music industry in the world. Because when you listen to people like Fela, if you have heard about Fela, guys.
Of course, Fela, who doesn't?
Mm-hmm. Me, I
maybe
don't.
Come on, Itagishaka.
Just kidding.
I know.
Then, you come to understand really how music, African music is really beautiful, and it's really created with a lot of things. And then it's really, to me, I think it's very beautiful. I think it's something I would like to actually, present everyone to be proud of, because it's unique, and it's very, it makes everybody will feel the African music right away before actually they can actually feel any kind of music. To me, that's how I would kind of describe
the African music for you. Okay, that's
Yeah. Perfect.
Okay, thank you so much, The Ben. When you talk about instruments in African music, there are so many out there. But just to name a few, we have drums, sleet gongs, double bells, kora, mbira, percussion, and a lot more. So we'll find out. For those of you just joining us, this is Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. We'll be right back. This is Let's Talk, where we take a light-hearted look at everyday issues of importance to you. I'm your host, Sunday Shomari, in our Washington studio with Oren Itangishaka, Elvin Sangano, and over the phone joining us, Ben Mugisha, a.k.a. The Ben. Now we are discussing music in Africa. Some several factors historically influence the tribal music of Africa, because each African tribe evolved in a different area of the continent, and African music has been a major factor in shaping of what we know today as jazz music. And this is because these styles have borrowed from African rhythms and sounds brought over the Atlantic Ocean by the slaves. I spoke to Babu Sikari, and as we know, African music is diversified. So I wanted to know his take.
Music is truly diversified, like you said yourself, north, west, and south, and even east now. We have Bongo Flavor, we have West African music, which is pretty much dominating the industry right now as far as African music is concerned. And through my career, I was able to work with one of the Sierra Leone artists. His name is AB. So I got the first experience to see how they work in the studios.
And you see that, Babu Sikari, with these influences that we see around, like in the northern part of Africa, you have most of the music sound like Arabian music. And when you go to the east and the west and the south, you'll find different stuff, like the Makossa from the western part of Africa. While you have this new generation fusion with Peace Choir and the like, and you go to east, you come to see Bongo Flavor in a different way. You go South Africa, you find Kwaito coming in a different way. What do you think is the influence of whatever is happening around the world with this African music? Are we influenced more from where we are, or who colonized us in some way around?
Yeah, well, for the most part, yes. And then again, it could be no, because when we talk about Tanzania, Kenya, or specifically Tanzania, we were colonized by British. And the type of music that you hear in London is totally different from the type of music, exactly. The type of artist making music in London is totally different from people who make music in Dar es Salaam, Arusha, etc. So I think it just go back to music itself. It grows, and sometimes it might be going in a different direction based on what's on demand or what is demanded. For example, if we focusing on Tanzania, remember Marijan Rajab and et cetera, et cetera. But it wouldn't be fair if I don't mention Diamond. Diamond is doing very good, but Diamond music now is a little bit diversified, but for the most part, it's kind of like Zouk type of music, you know. And there are so many other artists, example Barnaba. When you listen to the music, it's kind of like Zouk, which is totally different, or should I say, grown away from what we were accustomed on. Like I said, Marijan Rajab, Remy Ongala, etc.
Oh yeah, the legends of Tanzanian music back then. That's very true. And
yes,
also, without forgetting Mzee Mbaraka Munshehe,
yeah,
who
yes,
ruled the eastern region all over Tanzania, Kenya, Uganda in the 70s. He was no joke at all. And Babu Sikari, tell me something about the African music. The drum beat, the flute,
uh-huh,
the guitar, What gives the most identity here when it comes to African music, traditionally, especially in traditional way? Which was the most thing? I think the drum beat. What do you think? Maybe tell me your experience.
I think the drum beat and the bass, it actually signifies or it actually identifies our music, you know. You remember Lingala. You remember Lingala?
Oh, yes.
They have this identity with the bass guitar and the solo guitar.
The solo, it was a killer right there when you talk about Lingala music. That's
every true. Time the music starts, you knew that is definitely from Congo and they're about to sing in Lingala and stuff. Unfortunately, though, any change comes with pros and cons. It comes with disadvantages and advantages. It's unfortunate for us now, although we have Bongo flavor, but still our music does not have that identity. As if you come, like I said, when you talk about Bolingo, Lingala, you know when the song starts, you know. But the Bongo flavor itself, it's good that we have that journey, but really it doesn't have an identity. Because now even rap is Bongo flavor. So music is Bongo flavor, as long as it's done in Tanzania for the most part.
And you're asking yourself, what is this kind of music? Is this African? Is this solo? Is this hip-hop? Is this rap? What is this? Thank you, Babu Sikari. Tonight on Let's Talk, we are discussing music in Africa. Back to you, Itangi Shaka.
Yes, sir.
As we spoke here before, we have seen that there's this experience of slaves bringing their own style to America, all over the Atlantic Ocean, and bringing the jazz, you know? So maybe we can say, is music really coming sometimes from your inner heart? Of what you got to express yourself. You mentioned about expresses.
Yes, it is. And I think a lot of musicians, even the band can probably relate to this. Music, for most of musicians, for most of them, they explain how it's something in the soul that they express out and share with everyone else. And so, I guess to answer your question, if, you know, in terms of the slaves that brought music here, you know, it could have been for so many different reasons, because they wanted to carry their culture with them. And also, the other part was also to release stress and to share each other's sorrow. They used music. And, you know, in Africa, what I really appreciate mostly about its music is that, for instance, in my country, a lot of times there are parts of music that really taught history. So they use music to teach history. We have instruments in Nanga. You know, elders, they used to use that to teach children history at night after dinner. They would sit around the fire and they would play the instrument called Inanga, and they would, you know, they would chant history. They would teach kids exactly what happened in the past and things like that. And it was beautiful. And it's, I think it's still being done in different parts of Burundi. I think, you know, it's modern, it's becoming modern, you know, in Burundi music and everywhere else in Africa. It's becoming modernized to a point where it's losing that cultural part and it's just becoming modernized. And by this, I mean, it's losing the part of teaching history or teaching something that, you know, can help a society go forward. But it's just conforming to maybe Western or, you know, everybody, you know, can see that a lot of musicians in Africa are taking up the Western way of, you know, performing and singing. So I appreciate a lot of musicians, you know, including the band, who, you know, sings a very modernized beats, but the songs are still in Kinyarwanda, and they still speak about love, and they still speak about culture. You know, it's not so cynical, because a lot of times when African musicians, it's okay to take up a Western way of singing and styles, but it's losing its cultural part. It's becoming
that's the most important
more
part.
Cynical.
How is your culture? Okay.
Yeah. And I think if you understand my point, I think it's just becoming more about money, sex, and things like that. You know, things that are more cynical than that. You know, so, you know, I mean, excuse me for those who are doing that. I mean, they're making a lot of money, but, you know, African music has, you know, has so much to teach us about history, about culture, characters that we learn. that nowadays it's hard to find.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah,
mm-hmm.
especially from young artists. So.
And the young generation, the Alvin Sangalo generation. What do you think, Alvin? Are you guys the victims here, or are you guys trying to pop up?
They're the ones doing it.
You're forcing the artists to change their styles now. What is it? Before we'll hear from Ben.
To be honest, I'm a fan of the music, you know. So I appreciate the arts, the artistry, you know, the people who make the music, whatever they're going through, whether it's a club song or a church song, you know. So as long as it sounds good, you know, I like the evolution because the music has to evolve.
Right. Like,
it can't stay like it was for our parents, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah,
the electronic sound is cool, but sometimes, you know, some artists can be versatile too, you know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
And, you know, they can be versatile and do both, you know, like Ben, I'm sure he has some records where he's singing, he has some Mama Africa,
Ben.
So yeah.
Okay, Ben, this is your turn, my friend. Tell us about it. Is this something that you guys as musicians have to evolve and change with this new generation to change your music altogether? Oh, what is this? Are you losing the African traditional music here, or what? Or are we losing the history to our children, or what is going on?
Yeah, actually, I've come to understand that when I came to this country, that's actually when I realized that it is better for me to actually keep, or maybe not to really do what I used to do. I mean, if you guys remember, or maybe Alvin might remember, when we were back home in Rwanda, the type of music we were doing was actually totally R&B and pop. That was not ours. And that one of the reason one of the reasons that made Rwanda industry to be so local that we couldn't actually really attach the whole Africa. But when we came here, we realized that the only way actually to make the whole world interest in music from Rwanda is actually to be who we are. And who we are, actually, we are African. And if you've heard some of the songs actually we have released here in America, they are totally African music. I mean, if you could hear I'm In Love, or Nasara from Maybe, or any kind of music we've done in Press One Entertainment, they actually present where we really came from and who we are. And that really makes the entire world, or the fans or the people around us, really, you know, want to learn more about us because this music is speaking to them, you know. And to me, I feel like African music itself should keep its dignity from the artist. I mean, mm-hmm. I wish all musicians in Africa could actually keep the dignity of African music by doing African music, like fully mm-hmm. African music. Right. Because that's the only way we can actually make the whole world interest in our music. Because mm-hmm. I'm not going to come here and try to sing like Chris Brown.
Exactly. And, so,
thank God, another different vibe.
I like Chris Brown. Chris Brown is super talented.
I know.
No, nothing wrong with Chris Brown, but we want to hear the band.
I mean, it's so beautiful. Like Elvin just said it. It's so beautiful. It's all about music. It's all about, you know, mm-hmm. reverberation. But to me, at the same time, I feel like music should just stay. I mean, each continent should just keep the culture of the, you know, its music, because that's what makes the whole world interested in what you do. Mm-hmm. You know, if I'm here, and I mean, 2 weeks ago I went to perform in a college called Obelin College, and it was a college music festival. But maybe you hear that, but the whole crowd, I mean, it was just tons of musicians right there. But I ended up being a superstar for the night because I had something different.
Mm-hmm.
So people were so much interested mm-hmm. in me because they could hear something they've never heard before. And that made me really happy that, you know, actually it motivated me that I should actually really keep doing what I do, like in terms of representing African music 100%. So to me, I mean that track, I mean the line, so I feel like it's the best way to go.
Well said, Ben Mugisha. Thank you so much. You're tuned to Let's Talk, a program of the Voice of America's Africa Service. It comes to you Mondays at 17 hours 30 Universal Time, right here on the Africa Service of the Voice of America.
Press one. Amaranga mutima yanje ni abizi. inzozi zanje niho wibera singifite uburyo biguhesha so banki wibyo numva kambere wamvanye mu mwijima unjyana mu mucyo nzakurutisha abakwegera nzakwambika impeta y'ubutesi umenye ko ndi uwawe nta kindi cyerekezo bye 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 urukundo rw'agahararo ndasezeye ndarekuye uko bukeye n'uko bwije birakomera sinigeze menya urukundo uburyo ruryoha yo.
Welcome back. This is Let's Talk, a program of the Africa Service of the Voice of America, and we're discussing music in Africa. It's time for the unusual story of the week.
Baby, I'm in love. Oh, oh, I'm in love. Baby, I'm
firefighters desperately trying to locate voices crying help in fire trapped in an inferno found the desperate pleas coming from two parrots. Firefighter crews in Idaho were called to the blaze on Friday night, and after arriving on the scene, they heard cries of help and fire from inside, leading them to believe several people were trapped. But after combing the area, to their surprise, they discovered the voices were actually coming from two parrots inside. Luckily, both birds were pulled out alive, and vets do expect they will survive.
And that's it for our show today, where we lightheartedly explored music in Africa. A big thank you to my guest, Peter Kapanga from Tanzania. And of course, a big thank you to my colleagues in the house, Orion Itangishaka.
Thank you always, sir.
And Elvin Sangano.
Thank you, sir. It's always a pleasure.
These are the guys here in the studio, and of course, over the phone, all the way from Chicago. By the way, you're Rwanda. Ben Mugisha.
One of his hits. It's just the best. If we can share that with the rest.
Oh, yes, we will share it.
Have you guys heard the new one?
No, which no. one?
The new one. Ben, tell them about the new one.
Yes.
Yeah, can we get a little
Can you
taste?
Give us a cappella? A little bit of a cappella of that sound of your music coming up?
Okay. I'm going to give you maybe the... Okay, this is how it goes. Nakini kendo nifuza Ataru kubona kona hiduze Ndabizi kobi kugoye Kubona ko nahindutse iyo ndatsinzwe cinkoni zamba burya iby'agaciro ubibona bigiye narahindutse ha kunahindutse ha Yeah, the song's called Kunahindutse. It's coming up. Amazing.
Wow, great job, man. Great job. The sound is
Thank
just
you.
One of its
That's
own
what I'm
kind,
talking
my
about,
friend.
All the way from the motherland.
Woo! All right, great, great stuff. Well, Jackson Mvunganya is our producer. Please send in your comments and experiences. Our email address is letstalk@voanews.com. You can also call us here at 202-205-9942. After the VOA announcement, leave us a voicemail. That's 202-205-9942. The U.S. country code is 1. Thanks for tuning in, and join us again next Monday at 17:30 UTC for another exciting edition of Let's Talk. Our topic next week will be, get this, language influences. Don't forget to tune in Tuesdays for another discussion program, Health Chat. Host Lino Madu and her guest physician discuss a health issue of interest to you. That's Health Chat, Tuesdays at 17:30 UTC, right here on The Voice of America. From Washington, this is Sunday Shivari. See you next Monday. Ciao.